Dr. Evett Shapiro. It is the first week of September, and we're looking to the markets, what is happening on the local front. We've had some big corporate news flow over executive scandals. Talk about ABSA, talk about MTN. We don't know the validity of any of those stories, but must be interesting times for you as a key holder of stocks in this space.
Yeah, I watch the SA market with great interest. Even though most of my investments are offshore, I'm at pains to say I don't ignore the SA market. What I do is I try to find the best companies. And that doesn't mean I'm closed to South Africa, you know, and I know the market. I've been on it for a long time. So I try religiously to go through companies, you know, and to see if there's anything that I could add to portfolios. I never block it out. You know, there's some really good businesses like Bitcore, even Bitvest. There's some, you know, some superbly well-run small businesses of that. So I like to do, you know, I like to keep in touch with what is happening on the local scene. So yes, we've always got things to go through. You know, we're never short of stories. And it's particularly when we go offshore, outside of our borders. I don't want to say offshore. That means you're crossing oceans. But even as we go into Africa, there are always going to be issues that, you know, that we have to follow up. And it's not an easy continent to understand. There are 50 countries. It's not just one other country.
Exactly. So let's talk a bit about the South African universe, because as you say, you know what is going on around the boardroom table. Give me the lie of the land and where you see opportunities at the moment.
I think the opportunities will come from global markets. Even though it's September, we're having a little bit of a blip. You know, for what reason, I can't understand, Bronwyn. I never understand why September the 1st or September the 2nd, markets go tilt and they go all over the place, as we saw last night. When I went to bed on Friday, U.S. markets were close to all-time highs. We wake up on Tuesday morning after Labor Day, and everything's just falling apart. So what will happen? Things are okay. You know, I mean, when I say things are okay, inflation under control, rates are going to come down. So what does that mean? We're going back to growth. It's going to help us, and it's going to open up opportunities. I have to say that the one area that worries me has been the commodity market. And I follow it carefully. And I say that because China is turning out to be very disappointing. It does, you know, even now we are seeing downgrades of Chinese growth. And of course, what that matters, why it matters is that it's very much aligned to demand for our commodities. They dictate the price of iron ore. You know, they can dictate the price of all other commodities, whether it's copper, coal, even the oil prices. So that worries me. You know, we need to see some kind of turnaround there, particularly platinum. I have to identify platinum, yeah.
It doesn't change your view on the mining companies and your play towards mining stocks in South Africa. You mentioned platinum, and I'm sure you're going to elaborate on the stocks in that space. But perhaps with the China numbers disappointing, how does that relate to your investment thesis in mining and metals?
Well, that's, I'm very careful. You know, I want to see, I think we're close to the bottom. And I keep saying downside less than upside. Yeah, that's a nice way to get out of it. But I mean that. In other words, I'm constantly looking for signs that things are bottoming and waiting to see, you know, whether we can get a turnaround. I always look at iron ore. When iron ore falls below 100, it goes down to 90 and people start talking it down. It never gets to the 80s that they threaten. It starts to pick up from here. And the one thing about our iron ore producers is that they still produce a big profits. You know, I'm talking Kumba particularly. They still got big margins. It doesn't mean that they're going away. It just means that profits are lower. Now, where that translates and where the worry is, it means lower tax receipts. And that's the same thing with platinum. You know, platinum, the same thing with lower platinum prices. It means less money for the fiscus. for, you know, for the revenue. And that we need the revenue. We need growth. I was listening to Stian Hazen this morning talking from Beijing. And he was talking about a deal that they've done with a bilateral deal that they've done with China over taking more of our commodities or taking more of our agriculture because he's on that side. And he said under that, we need growth. You know, we've got to work towards growth because it's the only way we're going to get out of this. So that to me is something I'm watching very, very carefully. The rest of the market, you know, it'll come right as we start to see rates coming down. We've had a set of rather disturbing, poor results, but it's more historical. You know, it's what happened a year ago rather than what's happening at the moment.
And David, again, just coming back to, you mentioned platinum. Let's talk a bit about how you should be exposed to platinum in your portfolios as a South African investor.
With care. And I say with care, simply what disturbed me, and we're all looking at this very precious metal that is a big contributor to our growth and to mining and to, remember, Bronwyn, you know, when you look at mining, it's not only the mines, it's the ancillary industries around it that are very important because mines are ecosystems. You know, they support factories within their vicinity. They employ a huge number of people and those factories also employ. And so we get, you know, whole towns depend on the platinum mines. And when Froneman in his report said that he's downgrading palladium price, in other words, his outlook for palladium, that to me was a bit of a worry. But where I'm, what's the word, sanguine, hopeful, we got good miners here. You know, we're not reckless. And the chaps will, whoever run the mines, will tailor it accordingly, you know, to whatever they can produce. We've had 100+ years of mining experience. So from that point of view, you know, we will get through it.
The exposure that you have to mining stocks in South Africa?
The only one I've got exposure to would be Billiton, and mainly because of the copper, iron ore side of the business. And that mainly, you know, from that point of view, I still think that those mines are cheap. Let me put it this way. I think if you've got courage, I think you can take shares like Kumba Iron or what these kind of levels. You can take the Billitons. You can take these businesses, the Anglo Plats, you know, but be patient. You know, I don't expect instant gratification. You know, they will get through this. Yeah.
And you've the exposure is Billiton.
Yes. But at present, it doesn't mean I won't enjoy it. As our firm, in our model, we've included Kumba. We've got quite a few shares. You know, we've got a little. We've got Anglos. But I think that at this stage, from a private investor point of view, Billiton seems to be the only one that, and it's a good business. It's a really good business, but it's, you know, you got to be careful. You got to be, you know, when I say careful, one's got to be mindful of what's happening. But if you've got courage and you want to build a long-term portfolio, you're not far off from commodity shares.
Let's move away from the mining industry and talk to some of the other sectors that you are pursuing at the moment. Again, we're always looking for those opportunities from you, Mr. Shapiro.
I've been going through the retail sector, and unfortunately, some of the results are a little disappointing. But I think it's more to do with where we are. Again, I say this is historic. You know, that's why you've got to start looking forward. I think we've got some very good retailers. I think ShopRite is a superb retailer. It's come under a bit of pressure the last couple of days. Share prices have come down. And that's because they had a very good year last year. They had a really good year last year. They're not going to repeat the revenue increases that they got from buying Massmart's businesses. But interest rates are still high and they're paying increased finance charges and that, but they're very good executioners. What I mean, they do what they do well. And it's certainly a company that I would, even at these lofty prices, you know, keep in my portfolio. I'm going to say the same thing for Fashini. You know, Fashini as well. Again, set of results came out today. Yeah, not where we wanted. You know, some negative numbers there and there. But well run. And I think as things improve in this economy, and they're going to improve because rates are going to come down and slowly we're picking up from where we were, I think they're also going to be a great beneficiary of additional spending and well-run, well-constructed business. I think our banks stand alone. You know, our banks are really, really good banks. They're very conservative. Maybe they should be lending a little bit more, but they need the right environment. But you can't fault the way that they have got through the last couple of years. You know, very careful and nice returns. So you can't fault them.
Which entry point would you choose on the banks, local banks?
I think they're all good. You know, even APSA at this level, although they've lagged, you know, a lot has to do with management. When I say manage, keep changing management. Standard, First Rand, still very good. You know, even an Investec has come a long way over the last couple of years. So you can take your pick. You're not going to go wrong with banks. So, you know, that remains a very good segment of the market.
Would you go into a couple of the banks rather than selecting one?
Yeah, well, you can. You know, you can take First Rand, Standard Bank, if you really want the top two banks. I love Capitec. I absolutely love Capitec. I know they're very expensive. I should not have ignored them. I apologize on that. I would maybe a Standard on Capitec because it's a superbly run business and the customers love it. You know what I mean? And you can't do any better than your customers liking you as well. So yes, they might be a little high in terms of their multiples, but that doesn't matter. You know, they're going to continue to grow and to find new areas and challenge some of the bigger banks. Well, they in market cap, they're still a very big bank themselves, but I do like Capitec and I like where, you know, the way they grow.
David, anything in the negative, i.e. surprises that you weren't expecting and have gone against the scenes?
I think the one area that I would like to see pick up, and that is the engineering construction side, you know, those companies as well. And once more, I think they're battling against industrial policy here. There's very little spending on infrastructure, which we desperately, desperately need. I'm hoping with the government and national unity that a lot more is focused on it. We're already seeing Transnet show some positive outcomes. We're seeing Eskom. The next point is that we've got to start spending in improving, maintaining, and developing infrastructure. And in that respect, you know, I looked at Cashbuild's results today. You know, it's such a good company. It's got such a good history. And yet, they're open. They're honest. You know, things are tough. People are not spending. They're not buying the bags of cement. You know, they're not buying the window frames and that. That's because they haven't got the money. And there again, I think that these are good businesses. Don't look at their current results as being indicative of what of management, rather of what the economy is. And I think once things pick up, they've got they've got the management, they've got the experience to turn that around pretty quickly. That's an area that I'm hoping we start to see more benefits. You know, our whole construction side is not even there. Oh, I do like Afrimat, and I do like Robex. Two businesses that have done. Oh, one more area, education, superb. You can take.
Go into education. Let's go back to Robex and to Afrimat because these are two. Well, Afrimat certainly long-term sturdy play. Is it one for the long term? I mean, as we've seen the robustness.
Yes, your banking management. They haven't let us down since they listed, even through the toughest of times. And they've repositioned the business now. They're more in contract mining. but it hasn't taken away the appeal of that business at all. And I think Robix in its own kind of way as well. Both of those companies you can commend for the way that they've negotiated some very difficult conditions in South Africa. So I think when things start to pick up, you will find those two companies thriving as well.
And then let's talk education, because you were extremely enthusiastic about the sector just a second ago.
Absolutely. Advertech, it just shows you people will pay for education. They will give up a lot for education. You know, people in South Africa, they give up. They'd rather have airtime than bread. But I think they'd also rather educate their children than buy new shoes or clothes or other, you know, or other areas of expenditure. So I like, I do like, I think the results that came out of Advertech, very good. And don't underrate Curo or Stadia as well. At one stage, they were very highly priced, but they've delivered on what they promised. Both those companies, I think, have still got some CapEx. I'm talking the Stadia Curo camp. They've still got some money to spend in you know, improving their schools and that. But once more, they've come through really very strongly, and they can be, you can add them, even though you might feel they're expensive and they've got issues ahead. But that side of the market, very strong.
You've spoken about pretty much every sector except for telecommunications, and I knew if I can lump them together, anything on that side?
Difficult. it's you know why, Brian? I always say it tongue in cheek. It's because people want it. They want to use their product, but they don't want to pay for it. You know, people don't want to pay for data. And the problem is that it's very highly, it eats capital, because you're constantly keeping up with with improving technology, 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G, and so on. You know, you're expanding, you're going into new areas and that. And the problem is that people are always looking for bargains and don't want to pay. So I think it's become a difficult area. And if you look around the world, there's only enough room for two gorillas in the room. That's it. I couldn't remember the third American. There's Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. There you are. That's it. That's all you get in America. And that's a massive country. You know, they're very small operators there. And the same thing here. There's only enough room for MTN and Vodacom. And I think the smaller players have got a battle. You know, they've got it. And if the big gorillas really want to stomp on you, they will. And if you get too cheeky, they just push you out the way. So it's even those companies are not doing as brilliantly as we think. They're all going into fintech. They're looking for other areas. But it's the one area I just stand back from. And that's the area, you know, it's not an attack on management. It's just very, very competitive. And, you know, from that point of view, when there's that much competition, you don't make the margins.
And then, David, I don't think any markets conversation would be complete without us talking about Richemont, because it's been a stalwart in all of your conversations.
I still very much favorite of luxury. It will come back. Richemont has been a superb performer, and it's on the jewelry side that they perform, from Clear van Arpels and from Cartier, not on the watch side. For some reason, watches have been under pressure, and all the major luxury businesses have reported falling sales on watches. And I think a lot has to do with China. You know, China's slowing down a lot. It was very much a status symbol. It was also gift. You know, people would gift you with very good watches and so on. Even the previously used, I don't know what the nice word is, the collectors. It's collectible, sorry. Collectible. Yeah, they are collectible watches, like the Birkin bags are, and various other bags. And even those prices have come down. But this is a company, don't ignore. You know, ignore it, sell it at your peril, because it's just, it's an incredible business with an incredible product. And why I say incredible product, those watch, you're never going to replace those watchmakers or the product that they make. And there'll always be a demand for those particularly, you know, those particular timepieces. So great company.
As a final question, first week of September, looking ahead, as you say, there is some turbulence in the market at the moment. Anything else that we should take into consideration as we look at our portfolios in the South Africans?
I think just ignore the noise at the moment. You know, we're going into a period, as I say, of lower interest rates. Rates will come down. They're going to be progressive, the interest rate reduction. There's enough room to do it. America's not going into a deep dive. It's not going into a recession. It's still a very robust business. Themes like AI are still very much relevant. You know, they're not going to fall down. These companies are still very strong. So don't be put off by that. China is an issue, but I think that as the global economy starts to pick up after 4 years of turbulence, you know, it's starting with COVID. We're only coming out of that now. As Jay Powell said at Jackson Hole, you know, he gave an assessment of where we are and how difficult it was. I think we're going into a much, much brighter period. Why September comes down, I've got no idea. I don't know why we have, you know, I've got to look on AI to find out why does September not work. Haven't got the option.
Glad to hear that you are relying on AI and assessments there. David Shapiro, always a pleasure. Sasfin Securities, thank you for your time.